Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The NHS has set up a stop vaping clinic for teenagers in an attempt to curb the rise in e-cigarette use amongst young people. Alderhay Children's Hospital in Liverpool is helping nicotine-dependent 11 to 15-year-olds. It's thought to be the first NHS service of its kind in England. Professor Rachel Isbar is running this pioneering clinic, and Rachel is with us now. Professor Isbar, you're very welcome to the programme. Good morning to you.
Good morning and thanks for having me.
Not at all. Delighted to speak to you. So your clinic deals with young, I mean, they're children, 11 to 15-year-olds, but you have your and your colleagues have encountered children as young as 7 or 8 who are vaping. Is that right?
Yeah, that's true. So we are hearing stories. At the moment, it's anecdotes, particularly because of the way the data are collected. They tend to be with the older children. But yes, plenty of people reporting either that they're seeing young people, the very young people, vaping outside primary schools, or that they're coming across them in other bits of the health service. Yeah, it's very concerning.
And the picture is not dissimilar here as well. And I'm sure anecdotally people will tell you that in Ireland we're seeing very young children vaping. But in terms of addiction, what levels of addiction are you seeing amongst these 11 to 15-year-olds?
Thanks. That's a really interesting but a slightly tricky question to answer. I think we've got quite a good idea now about the numbers of children and young people who are either trying vaping or vaping at least once a week. But I think what we're not so sure about at the moment is of those children and young people that are vaping, how many of the are vaping things with nicotine in, and of those are vaping with nicotine, of those, how many of them have become dependent? So there aren't, that's not data that's routinely collected at the moment, nationally, for example.
But they are telling you about how they use vapes, aren't they?
They are, yes.
What do they say?
So it's a very mixed picture. All children and young people are different and they're all using them in different ways. So not just in my clinic, but just sort of the evidence more broadly, some might be vaping in a sort of snacking way. So they might use a little bit of a vape in a break at school. Some of them might be finding they have to leave lessons to go to vape, often in the toilets, because they can't get through a lesson. Or, you know, they're very resourceful. They're finding other ways to either get out of class or sort of vape on the sly in class. And then obviously outside of school, we've all seen, you know, children, young people walking the streets, and a lot of them might be vaping as well. So I think it's a very mixed picture with these children and young people, actually. And I think there's a lot of confusion if you're a young person about what's in a vape, what the point of having a vape might be, and particularly confusion around, you know, adults using vapes as a stop smoking aid, because we know that smoking is so catastrophically bad for human health that it's likely that vaping is not as bad and could be used as a smoking cessation aid. Mm-hmm. But obviously for children and young people, they shouldn't be vaping at all. They should only be breathing fresh air.
Yeah,
so I think it's quite complicated.
I see what you mean, though, because the message they may be getting at home is, well, vaping is a good thing because I'm not smoking cigarettes. So it might be just presented in a different way.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, there is evidence that vapes can be used in adults to help them cut down or stop smoking. And again, smoking remains a massive cause of premature death and illness in people that do smoke. But yes, I think it is complicated for the children and young people. And I think they perhaps, you know, might not be able to get their heads around that.
Mm-hmm.
And also it's worth noting that most of the children and young people who vape, they're not vaping to stop smoking. They've never smoked and they've just started vaping, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and we are waiting, aren't we, to find out what the impact on human health may be from vaping. But for adolescents and for children, using nicotine is not a good idea. Will you explain why?
Yes, absolutely. So you're absolutely right. We don't really know what the medium and long-term effects of the process of vaping will be on children and young people. And there's a study that's being set up in London at the moment that will look at that over a period of 10 years. So I kind of say, ask again in 10 years and we'll have a better picture. But you're absolutely right. We do know, and there's a lot of evidence from smoking, that nicotine and adolescent brains is not a good combination. And so regardless of what's happening with the method that they are taking the nicotine into their body, the fact that they are taking in nicotine, we know that that is not good for their brain development and other things.
And of course, if you're dependent on it, you're going to have attention problems, because if you're thinking about where you're going to get the next fix and when, you're not focused on something like your schoolwork, for example.
Yes, and actually nicotine itself can have an impact on attention. So again, that sort of complicates things further. And what I will always say to children and young people that come to my clinic that are thinking of cutting down or stopping is that people might report, and there's research in this area, that they vape because it helps them with feelings of anxiety. And then you sort of get into a negative feedback loop that the nicotine might take the edge off that. And if you try to stop using the nicotine, you might experience withdrawal if you've become dependent, and that might also look like anxiety. So I think there's a lot of explaining how these young people's bodies work, how their brain works, as part of trying to explore their dependence and hopefully a desire to cut down or stop.
And how do these children end up at your door in your clinic? Are they referred by their GP, or how does it work?
So the clinic's been in existence since the beginning of January. And to start off, I just took referrals from my other colleagues, doctors and nurses and other health professionals in Alderhay Children's Hospital, who had seen a young person who had expressed an interest in having a conversation about cutting down or stopping vaping. However, I've now expanded that to accept referrals from GPs. So, and then also, some other sources. So I've had a referral from a school nurse, for example, and I'm working with colleagues at Alderhay to see if I can develop a self-referral pathway for 14 to 15-year-olds. So alongside developing the clinic, I did a lot of engagement with young people about what they wanted, what the clinic should look like, how they would like to access it. And what came through very strongly is that they wanted to be able to refer themselves to this clinic. And so we do have a model at Alderhay for some of our mental health services where you can self-refer if you're 14 or 15. So my hope is that I would be able to harness that approach to enable the older teenagers to be able to refer themselves to come and see me.
And Rachel, the children who are referred by others, by an adult, by a healthcare professional,
yes,
do they want to stop vaping themselves?
Well, so at the moment, because it's a new clinic, my referral criteria are very limited. So the child or young person has to be under the age of 16 and or under the age of 18 if they're still under specialist paediatric care. And they need to want to have a conversation about cutting down or stopping vaping. So, yes, in theory, somebody would have had a conversation before the referral was put in to make sure that that child or young person was at a stage where they were ready to have that conversation. Because I'm a bit of a limited resource, the clinic is 4 hours every other week and it's funded as a one-year pilot. It made sense to have to be able to offer a limited service to those who were already thinking about trying to stop vaping themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So before they come to my clinic, they should already have had a seed sown about cutting down or quitting.
And is it a talking therapy, or are you offering nicotine replacement?
Yeah, so because, as you'll know, there is no established evidence base as to how we should support these children and young people, what I'm doing is drawing on experiences from other settings, so stop smoking settings, for example, or what our colleagues in America are doing. So it's a combination of things. There is a lot of talking, and that's often exploring, you know, reasons for vaping, patterns around use of vaping, motivation to cut down or quit. I talk to them about stuff they might not have thought about, like how much are they spending on their vaping and what could they do with that money instead. But because I am a paediatrician, I'm able to prescribe them nicotine replacement therapy if their pattern of vaping and their my assessment of their nicotine dependence suggests that they would need that as part of their treatment, if that makes sense. And then because there isn't an evidence base, I am able to offer a super bespoke approach for each individual child or young person. So I will speak to them about, do they want to come back and see me in the hospital? Do they want me to phone them? You know, how often would they like to, I mean, I don't give them free rein, but like, how often would they like to come, you know? And I try and empower them to take responsibility for this themselves. And actually, I have been blown away by the positivity of the young people that have come to see me in clinic.
It'll be interesting for us, Rachel, to see what we do and whether we follow your lead and establish a clinic here, because as I said earlier, I'm sure there are any number of people who would say that we have a problem here in Ireland with children and vaping. But we will leave it there for now, and thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us. That's Professor Rachel Isbar, who's consultant in paediatric public health medicine at Alderhay Children's Hospital. Coming up next, we're going to get more on those Donald Trump tariffs.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.